Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and thanks to all of you who are listening wherever you are, on the radio, on the internet, whenever you're listening, whatever time of day, whether it's to the live show or the replay or the archives, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you as part of our community. And one of those people who's part of our community is our guest this half hour. Stephen Brock is the president and CEO of a company called Go Public Today. And he's here to talk to us about something that that I'd like for you and for you to be thinking about. It's and that's the idea of going public. It's not something that everybody should do, but it is something that small business owners should know about as an option. One of the options that they can have in the future. Maybe that future is tomorrow. Maybe it's 10 years from now. But I do want you to be a little more educated about it. I personally want to be a little more educated about it. And that's the reason we have Stephen on the show. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. You know, Stephen, years ago, and now it's interesting to call it years ago, back in the 90s, going public, getting that IPO was the holy grail for any entrepreneur, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
And there were a lot of people did it. A lot of people did it successfully, and they're still doing it. But an awful lot of them did it that never should. A lot of those businesses, Stephen, as you know, not only should they not have gone public, they should probably never have been in business.
That's correct. They had business models that didn't work.
The dot bombs. But now we're the silly season is over, and we're operating in the real world where the laws of economics prevail, and I like it like this. I like it. I didn't have as much fun in the late 90s as I'm having now because I like living in a world where people buy things, people make things and sell them to people who buy them and want to use them. And in today's public market, that's the coin of the realm, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah. So tell us about what's the landscape for going public looking like out there?
Well, first off, we went public ourselves about 3 months ago under the ticker symbol PUBC.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I merged four of my companies into a public company and took it over. And so my subsidiary, Go Public Today, is the one that takes companies public via either a state registered offering or an SB2 route. And the other companies either do compliance, like managing Sarbanes-Oxley, to education under PubCo white papers.
Did you find a shell and then roll into that?
I did a reverse listing.
Explain how that works.
We call it a reverse listing. Is where a public company that is having some problems and they can't get their business model to move forward is publicly traded, has a ticker symbol on the over-the-counter bulletin board that's managed by NASDAQ, wants to basically sell their public company to a private company. And so that's what we did.
Whatever business they were in kind of goes away, right?
The business that they're in goes away.
You
that's
just
correct.
Basically get the public shell.
That is correct. The officers and directors resign. The shareholders, the existing shareholders, of course, stay and keep
all
their stock.
If they want to.
If they want to. Mm-hmm. Once the transaction is complete, done under a stock purchase agreement, the private company then is now publicly traded under that ticker symbol. And then what we did is, as all companies will do, is go and change the name of the existing public company and a new ticker symbol and a new QCIP number to track the stock certificates. And then you operate as a public company within that public shell.
So you now are a publicly traded company that helps other people, and your product is helping other people become publicly traded and manage their publicly traded affairs.
That is correct. I had found that when people can see that we are actually public ourselves and have that transparency about our organization and can see how we execute as a public company, it has really helped them understand a lot faster and better about what it's all about and how it gets done. And then they get to watch, you know, our stock price rise and fall as different events occur. And, of course, it makes everybody feel great as far as the people that work for the company. And it opens up a lot of doors with respect to us being a public company.
Well, then you're practicing what you preach, basically. Tell us a little bit about the steps that a small business would need to, where does a small business need to be in terms of size, in terms of other things in order to even consider going public, let's say in the next 12 to 36 months?
Well, they should be doing approximately $500,000 in sales per year to really consider at least doing a state registered offering or an SB2. To become publicly traded. They, through that process, would do a small little offering within their state and raise 75 shareholders. Once that process is done, then we can make an application to the SEC to become fully reporting and to the NASD, the over-the-counter bulletin board, to get a ticker symbol. And, of course, you have to have a market maker that will sponsor you to the OTCBB so that you can trade there. And then you'll open up as a trading company within 10 to 12, 13 months following the SB2 roadmap that we deliver to people to review,
which includes a very thorough audit.
To have an audit, and
audited
nowadays
financial statements.
That's correct. Audited financials to trade and to get fully reporting, and it has to be done by an SEC registered auditor. With the Public Accountancy Board now, you must, as an auditor, file with them to be allowed to even do publicly traded companies.
Right.
And, in fact, because of those new rules, a lot of auditors that were auditing for SEC no longer are, and it's dropped the amount of accounting firms out there by a third.
Right. And, of course, Sarbanes-Oxley has entered into the world, hasn't it? Into your world.
Sarbanes-Oxley, very much so.
Stand by, Stephen. We'll come back. Stephen said you had to have at least $500,000, but I think you probably need more than that to justify going public. We're going to get him to talk to us about that when we come back after these messages. Also, we're going to talk about how Sarbanes-Oxley has impacted the small businesses going public. And that's right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Brock's here, too. He's the president of Go Public Today. Put a .com on the end of that, and that's their website. And Stephen, is that still the name of the company, right?
That is a name of the subsidiary, Public Today. Go Public Today is a subsidiary of Public Company Management Corporation, trading under the ticker symbol PUBC.
Right.
And it's now publicly traded with all the other companies that I have.
All right. See, I don't have the brand new information on the company. They, yes, I do. Here it is over here on another piece of paper that I have. Stephen, what about, you said something a minute ago about $500,000 being the minimum that a company would need. The truth is, though, Stephen, is that's too small for it to be financially viable for a small company to become public, isn't it? With all the compliance that's involved.
Well, first off, the over-the-counter bulletin board does not require a revenue number. So you actually can trade, albeit not very easily getting there, can trade with no revenues on the over-the-counter bulletin board and being looked at as a startup and using the OTCBB to, you know, help promote what you're trying to do as a public company. That absolutely is not recommended. However, having $500,000 in sales, I commend any company that's got their sales going and is growing their business. If a company has a vision and desire to be national, be international, and have a business model that can grow that way, and they're trading, they've got $500,000 in sales, and they see that with, you know, the right capital injections, et cetera, that they can get to $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, et cetera, over time, then in my book, they absolutely should look at using the capital markets and becoming a publicly traded company to grow that vision.
Well, one of the things that I know your company does is you help small companies deal with all the different places that have to be spun to comply with being public.
Yes, one of our companies called Public Company Management Services does compliance for publicly traded companies. And that, of course, the Sarbanes-Oxley out there means managing it to stay within the rules and regulations of Sarbanes-Oxley. However, being fully reporting has been out there for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. All big businesses had to do it. And then in 99, the over-the-counter bulletin board said, if you're going to trade here, you also must do it. Mm-hmm. So being fully reporting has been out there for a while. However, Sarbanes-Oxley has put a little bit more teeth into it, certification of financials by the president, CEO, jail time. I mean, white-collar crime is not as easy under Sarbanes-Oxley. And in fact, a lot of the big boys that blew this up for everybody with respect to their fraud on audited financials.
With Enron and WorldCom and that sort of thing.
Just unbelievable amount of people did this. And one of the things that's really sad is that in so many articles out there, they talk about fraud on the over-the-counter bulletin board. Fraud on the over-the-counter bulletin board, in the total time that the OTCB is around, compared to one day of Enron, hasn't committed the amount of fraud that these big boys have done by, with the help of so many different people that had share prices go to $100, $200 for, you know, just hype.
So you're talking about taking company public in as a very, very small public company, not even big enough to be on the NASDAQ, but to be traded in the over-the-counter bulletin board. Right.
They should use the OTCBB as a stepping stone.
Right.
Build their business there. It's a little easier from a rule process with respect to being fully reporting. For instance, on the OTCBB, you don't have to have an audit committee or an independent director, and that's a big savings. However, if you use OTCBB as a way to grow your business, you now have stock with a trading symbol so that you can do some private placements and people, potential investors can see there's a built-in exit strategy. It's a excellent way for companies to be able to raise money or even borrow money easier or use their stock as currency to buy other small businesses or impact their employees
to get access,
and get them incentivized.
To get access to capital that currently small businesses don't have access to. Our capital comes from our own earnings, from our own investment, and from bank debt, typically.
A lot of bank debt, a lot of family debt.
Yep. And so this way we can go to the markets and to similar markets that the big companies have.
And absolutely. And the markets are out there. I mean, there are companies every day on the OTCBB raising money because they are now publicly traded.
Right.
And again, if you use OTCBB as a stepping stone to get to small cap NASDAQ or Amex, I mean, it's a way to build into trading in the higher markets. Your mm-hmm. costs will rise, but so will the opportunities.
Right. Stephen, give us the websites you would like for us to go to check out what your company offers.
They should go to publiccompanymanagement.com.
All right. Publiccompanymanagement.com and check that out. Stephen, there's some new things going to be coming out this year on this issue, and I hope you'll keep us posted on it and let us know when those happen so we can get you back on the show.
I'll be sure to do that.
Stephen Brock, ladies and gentlemen, and he is with Public Company Management Corporation. Quick break, right back with Jim Houts, and we're going to talk about some 21st century marketing. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'm over my head, over, oh, but it sure
feels nice. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.